Today, former University of South Florida head football coach Jim Leavitt struck back. He says USF had no justification for firing him Friday because he never choked and slapped a football player at halftime of a game in November.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I said that from day one.
USF also suggests that Leavitt participated in a cover-up or interference with witnesses. But during an emotional 6-minute-long speech to the media this afternoon, Leavitt said he would not talk about what happened during the investigation of the alleged incident. He said he's going to battle hard to remain coach of the football team.
And I tell our football team, you've got to battle adversity for what you believe in. And you've got to stand up for what you believe in. And you've got to fight adversity every day. And that's what I'm doing. The allegations are misreported. I have said that from day one, and I don't care how long it takes. I'm in this for my life, my name, my reputation, my family. I think about my mom and dad, everybody. And I will do all I can to make sure I continue to work towards those goals. I want to coach this football team. This is the greatest job in the country. It is the greatest place to live. These guys are special, and I love my players. And I'm going to battle for my players. In every way I can, I want to coach this football team. We've got a tremendous football team right now. Everybody knows it. I've recruited every one of these guys. We have an opportunity for a Big East championship. There's no question about it. And everybody knows this is a group that's building for that.
One of Leavitt's attorneys, Tom Robig, called USF's decision to terminate the coach unwarranted and unreasonable. Robig says Leavitt is the only head football coach the university has ever had, and
Friday morning that was taken from him by the officials at USF. This morning, we provided a letter to those officials advising them that the taking of Coach Leavitt's position is wrong. It's wrong contractually. It is wrong legally, substantively, procedurally. It is wrong, and he should be reinstated to his position as head coach of the USF Bulls.
Robig says Leavitt was eligible for a pre-termination meeting with USF, but it never happened because of what the university called emergency circumstances.
We have learned that the emergency circumstances are recruiting efforts. These are not emergency circumstances. This is a legal, contractual fairness issue.
By firing the coach with cause, USF will save millions of dollars of compensation Leavitt would have otherwise been entitled to under the multi-year contract extension he signed in 2008. But Leavitt says he just wants to get back to coaching.
What I want to do right now, I want to go home my players. So bad. I want to put my arm around all of them. So bad.
Meanwhile, the family of the player USF alleges was choked and hit by Leavitt, Joel Miller, has retained attorney Barry Cohen. You can find many of the documents related to the case on our website, wmnf.org/news.